NBC presents Short Story. Tonight, The Piano by Ben Ames Williams. You may remember Strange Woman, the Ben Ames Williams novel, a powerful, brooding tale with a strong dramatic line. He's that kind of a writer, always at grips with the major passions. Best of all, he's never dull. This same quality of excitement comes through in his short stories in a book entitled Fraternity Village. Our favorite was one called The Piano. You'll hear it transcribed immediately following this message from the United States Marine Corps. In the official records, Parris Island, South Carolina, and San Diego, California, are known as Marine Corps recruit depots. But to Marines and Marine veterans, these two places represent an unforgettable part of their lives known as boot camp. The Marine Corps has trained its recruits at Parris Island on the eastern seaboard since 1915. The recruit depot on the west coast was established in 1923 at San Diego. Through war and peace, these boot camps have set Marines out into the world with a background of thorough training, leadership, and rich tradition. When a man has completed his recruit training, he is...
With money, she'd skim milk at both ends. What you suppose Brad will do now?
Well, his sister Amanda's out there till day after tomorrow. Then I reckon he'll just go on farming his peas.
Him and me always kept pretty much themselves anyways. I hear she left him $5,000.
Oh, I wouldn't take stock in everything I hear, Will.
You suppose Brad ever really cared for me, Doc? I never seen him pass a word of love in 20 years together.
The way I always figured it, Brad Miller is a man who ain't got the gift of speech. Now, there's a good many folks find it easy to talk blame, but can't get out a word of caring for fear they'll be took for sentimental.
Sure ain't my way, Doc. I always figured it couldn't do no harm to say to my Ellen, may she rest in peace, you're a decent sort and I love you dearly.
Tain't that easy for everybody. I knew Brad pretty close. I always suspected he had deep feelings for me. But by the time he got ready to say them, she was beyond listening.
Yeah.
I remember once, about 8 years ago, I drove by Brad's farm and I...
Clam up, Doc. Here he comes.
What do you suppose he's doing in town the night his wife was put to rest?
I don't know, but he sure looks bluer than a whetstone. Evening, Brad. I'm mighty sorry.
Evening, Brad.
Well, Doc.
How are you making it, Brad?
I'm all right, Doc.
I'm truly sorry.
You done what you could, Doc.
Yeah, I got a call to make out to the Turners. I'll be scooching along. Good night, Brad. If you need anything...
I'll manage, Doc. Good night.
What can I do for you, Brad?
You still got that piano you once ordered for old man Swanson before he was took?
Still got her.
I wonder if I might could see it.
She's out back in the shed.
I'd like to see it.
Well, I reckon. This way.
It's a player piano, ain't it?
That's right.
My May, she mentioned it to me.
There she is. Trifle dusty. Good yellow oak, though. Stoutest piano you ever did see.
You got some rolls of music to fit it?
I got some.
Beautiful Ohio.
Well, let's see now. Bells of St. Mary's. Missouri Waltz. Beautiful Ohio, sure enough.
Could I hear it, maybe?
You're all right, ain't you, Brad?
I'm all right. I'd like to hear it.
Well, she's somewhat out of tune, but if you don't mind, here we go. Yeah, pump a bit to get her started.
How much?
75 cents a roll.
Well, the piano, I mean.
Now, you ain't figuring on buying a piano.
I am.
But you don't play the piano, Brad.
My wife, May, can play.
Brad, your May's dead.
It's all in a manner of looking at it. She always wanted a piano.
But she's dead, Brad.
No call for her to be without a piano. We spoke of it ever so often, but somehow I never got around to getting it for her. Seemed like there was always something. 1 year, a new roof for the hen house. Next, we was after a herd bull. Then it was seeding the pasture. She had a heart that set on it, too. But there was always something, seemed like. I'll take it.
Brad, this piano cost $600.
You send it round in the morning.
You got that much money?
I got some insurance fella brought it today. Let's see. $600. There you are. You send it round first thing in the morning. My sister Amanda will be there.
Such foolishness as a never seed.
All right now, boys. Set it down easy. Easy. That's it. Now, you boys wait out in the truck. I'll be a minute. Did you sign this receipt for the merchandise, Amanda?
Why don't you get Brad to sign it?
Ain't you and Brad on good terms?
Tain't that.
What's wrong?
What
is it? Something wrong with Brad?
Well, you know how Brad's all about killing God's critters.
I recollect he wouldn't be tuck in the last war. Said he'd rather rot than kill a man.
He wouldn't harm a hair on anyone, Brad wouldn't. Till now, that is.
What's he done now?
Well, he ain't done it yet. But just before you come, Brad went up to the attic and come down with his pa's old shotgun. Wouldn't say a word. Just loaded it up and went back toward the hen house. That's why I wanted you to go down there. I'd have gone myself, but I've been crazy afeard of what I'd find.
Amanda, you don't think Brad...
I don't know. I never seen him so strange.
Maybe I'd best go down there.
But don't let on your concern, Will. I wouldn't want to mortify Brad by him thinking we didn't trust him with himself.
No. Don't worry. I'll make up some story about the piano needing to be tuned. He won't...
God.
You stay here. I'll go down there. What in tarnation?
Good morning, Will.
I hear the shotgun go off. I wondered if...
I was just trying it out. You got the piano delivered?
Just now. What you doing, Brad? How come you got that shotgun rigged up like that?
Did Amanda put it in the parlor like I told her?
Yes. Brad, what you figuring on doing?
Oh, don't get yourself all puffed up in a gale, Will. A fox has been stealing May's prize setting hens. I'm just setting up a spring gun to kill it.
Well, I'll be...
Well, you know I never held with killing God's critters, Will. But them hens was May's pride and joy. I promised her before she was took that I'd stop that fox. See here. I got this cod line attached to the trigger. Then back through this pulley to the window sash. He's going to be mighty surprised. I got number 3 shot and half a dozen 00 buck. Just tested it out. It works fine. Well, you understand, don't you, Will? I can't let any critter kill May's hens. You understand that?
Sure, Brad. I understand. Just be careful with that rig. Man, get his head blowed off of that.
You going to bed? It's past 9. We got to catch my train at 6 tomorrow morning.
You go ahead, Amanda. It pleasures me to sit in the dark and hear the music.
Well, I left some milk and corn muffins on the sideboard.
Thank you kindly, Amanda.
Good night, Brad.
Amanda.
Yeah?
When we was young'uns, do you ever recollect Pa and Ma putting their arms around us and saying that they loved us?
Oh, Pa and Ma didn't have time for no such nonsense. What was trying to find them rocks we'd lived on?
I wonder what happened to us.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Oh. Well, don't stay up too late. Good night, Brad.
Night, Amanda. Got you the piano. Funny. Seems like I've been sitting here the whole blessed night thinking about you and me and how we was. I've been remembering the first time we met over at the church social when I spilled the ice cream on you. You remember? I've been trying to figure out what happened to us. Seems like we never really got to speak what we felt for each other. Maybe it was the works, the doggone much work all the time. Work, work all the time. I can remember whole days, too, when we barely spoke a word to each other. Like we was 1,000 miles apart. I wonder now if you ever really knew, May, about the feelings I had buried way down underneath. They was there, May. Times I wanted to tell you. Times I felt like crying just looking at you them first years. I guess you never knowed. Seems a pity now. I wish you was here, May. It's lonesome.
Mind yourself now, Brad. I'll be back tomorrow morning early.
I'll be all right, ma'am.
You best stop at Will Bissell's and pick up some flour and sugar. Oh, and one of them new dry dusters. I'll give the place a good spandy enough.
I'll do that.
Bye, Brad.
Bye, Amanda.
Say, mister.
Yeah?
I'm new in town. I wonder if you could help me out.
Well, that depends.
Is there a hotel around?
No hotel, but if you're looking for a room, you might inquire over at the general store. Will Bissell generally knows about them things.
Well, thanks.
If you're looking for some work, I might could use a hand for a day or two.
No thanks. I'm just passing through.
Suit yourself. I'm out on Roxbury Road if you change your mind. Miller, Brad Miller.
Hello, Brad.
Hi, Brad. Hello, Will. Doc.
You get that fox yet?
No, not.
Brad, you'd think he was poor poverty in a gale of wind. You wouldn't think he had $20,000.
Well, what makes you think he's got $20,000?
Gay Hunt had it from a lawyer at the county seat.
I wouldn't credit Gay Hunt with cleaving to the truth.
It figures, though, Doc. Man like Brad Miller don't walk in here and shell out $600 for a piano he can't even play. Listen, he's got plenty to spare. He don't keep it in no bank, either.
How do you know?
Sherry Phillips over at the bank. She told me Brad don't even keep an account there. Well, if Brad Miller would keep $20,000 hid around his house, he's a bigger fool than most.
Here's the money for the pop.
Eh?
Oh. I guess I'll be pushing along.
Well, ain't you going to wait for Miss Tunkett?
I think I'll move on.
Suit yourself. Say, though, ain't I met you somewhere before?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think so, friend.
I swear I've seen your face before. Was it over at the county seat?
Stop guessing, Elmer. I don't know you from Adam.
You sure?
Positive.
Ain't that a stumper? You sure look like somebody I seen.
If you're smart, you won't lose any sleep.
You may in every room. What's that? Who's there? Funny, I swear I heard a door. Wonder if that fox is at the hen house again. Maybe I better go back and look. What's the matter, kid? Do you sense something? Somebody's in there. If there's anybody in that room, you'd best come forth now. Can you hear me? If you're in there, come out. All right, I'm coming in. You best mind you... get tied to this chair. Oh. Gotta think now. There was somebody in there. There he is upstairs. Must be a sneak thief. I gotta get out of this. What a dang fool I'd be without even a gun in the house. He's coming down. Sure did a good job of tying me. You!
Well, so you come too. I thought maybe that chap on the head croaked you.
What do you want with me?
You know darn well what I want, Homer. I hear you've got 20 grand stashed away in this house.
You're crazy,
am
mister.
I? Now listen, Homer.
My name is Brad.
It'll be mud if you don't smarten up, Homer. I ain't kidding one little bit, and you don't fool me one little bit. Now you gonna talk?
I got nothing to say.
Okay. We're gonna argue this out between us, just you and me. Where is it?
I ought to bust your haslet coming in here like this.
I'm gonna find that dough if I have to take this place apart board by board. You might as well tell me.
All the money I got is underneath that clock on the mantelpiece.
22 bucks. You don't think I'm going to fall for that, do you, Homer?
That's it.
I told you, old man, I got the dope on you. I know you got a pile of letters someplace around here. I can dig it out if I want, but I'm lazy, see?
Folks been lying to you, mister.
What about this piano, Homer? The guy at the store said you paid him 600 cash for it.
That was all the money I got for the insurance, 600.
You play the piano, Homer?
No.
So you took your last 600 and bought a piano you can't play?
My wife always wanted one.
Where's she?
Dead.
You think I'm kidding, don't you, Jocko? We'll try this for Larry's. All right, where is it?
I told you.
Okay, Junior. You want to play rough. This is a pretty good cigar. But I don't feel like smoking. So I'm going to put it out. Right in your face. I got lots more cigars, lots more matches. The next one goes in your eye, Pop. Well, okay. Now talk. Stubborn, huh?
I just decided if I did have any money here, I wouldn't tell you anyways. I know you're kind.
Oh, man, you got lots of guts or no brains, one or the other. But you gotta come across or go across, old man. I need traveling money now. I need it quick. Where is it? Okay, Homer. I'm putting this clock on the table. It's a quarter past ten. I'll give you till 20 past. If you ain't told by then, I'll take this axe here and split your head.
You might as well kill me now. I had a strong hankering to die lately, anyways.
You don't fool me, Homer. 5 minutes.
If I go to sleep, you wake me up, will you?
You got 2 minutes.
You woke me up.
Come on, old man. Where is it? The cellar? Is it in the house somewhere? How about this sewing machine? No. No. Okay, Homer. I guess you and me wasted enough time. How about a little music, just so the screams don't bother any neighbors?
Keep off that piano.
I always say there ain't anything like music to soothe the savage beast.
You get your dirty paws off that piano.
Well, you sure think a lot of this piano, don't you? A little too much, maybe.
It ain't natural. So maybe the money is in here, huh? Listen, don't bust that piano. I got it because my wife wanted one. Don't monkey with it. Please, mister.
Monkey with it? I'll monkey with you.
Now, stop it. Please, stop it! Stop it, you pig! Stop it, you dirty pig!
You old hound. There wasn't anything in it after all.
I told you to leave it alone.
I gave you your chance.
Okay, Homer. You had it. Your time's run out. Now, I'm giving you one last chance to talk before I put this axe in your skull. I'll count five. One, two, three, four.
Wait.
That's better.
You busted her piano. You busted May's piano.
You gonna talk?
I'll tell.
Spill.
The money.
How much?
$20,000.
Where?
Go back through the shed.
And then?
Well, the money's in the hen house.
What part?
You push up the window and reach down inside. You'll feel a nest. Lift it up. The money's in a tin box underneath.
If it ain't there, Homer, you're gonna die awful slow.
It's there.
It better be.
I'll be back.
Nope. You won't be back. He busted your piano, May. Well, maybe one day I'll have money to get you another. Funny thing, we just never could seem to get enough of that piano.
The Piano by Ben Ames Williams. The dramatization for radio was by George Lefferts of NBC. In tonight's cast, Will was Junius Matthews. Doc was Ted Von Eltz. Brad was Jeff Corey. Amanda was Gail Bonney. The Stranger was Shep Mencken. The animal sounds were by Earl Keane. Your announcer, Don Stanley. The director of NBC Presents Short Story is Andrew C. Love. Be with us next week as NBC presents Short Story. At that time, a story with an unusual setting, America's vaudeville circuit. The story, 52 Weeks, 5 Floret by Elizabeth Alexander. Join us next week. And in the meantime, bear in mind this message from the United States Marine Corps. One of the primary reasons Marines develop their spirit, confidence, and ability is the thorough training they receive at boot camp. The Marines have earned the respect of the entire world because they have always been ready for action whenever and wherever they were needed. And that kind of readiness and fighting ability results from superior training. Marine training is rugged training. It helps to make every man a part of the team and every man a leader. Marines say it's a good feeling to have the confidence to handle a fighting man's job. And also, it's important to his family and to our country. For it's this very training that gives the United States Marine the ability and confidence to expect and attain victory. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.